Back in 1969 and 70, as I was finishing up my education in high school, gasoline and cigarettes was about the same, anywhere from 25 to 30 cents for a gallon or a pack of cigarettes. In 1969, they had just closed St. Aloysius Academy. It was a Catholic private high school that I was attending, and I didn't get to graduate there. So I had to end up driving to Nelsonville Vocational School, and it was 30-some miles one way. I was driving a Volkswagen Beetle, which got great gas mileage. Back then, you was getting 30-some miles of the gallon, win, lose, or draw. To fill the gas tank up on a Volkswagen, it was under $3. Here we are in the year 2008, almost 40 years later, that we're trying to improve the gas mileage on the vehicles that we drive. We had an 8N Ford tractor. I used to be able to go plow with the governors held wide open for 8 to 10 hours a day. The gas mileage was phenomenal for those smaller tractors and the engines. It also makes me wonder why, since the gasoline motor has been invented, it's never changed much with the internal combustion and the fuel we use as gasoline or diesel fuel, a byproduct of crude oil. It always amazed me why the first invention had to be the best or the only method. Today we're learning to compromise. Now they're using different things as fuel to run the motor. Makes me really wonder why my father and grandfather's generation never advanced anywhere. Did technology not allow them to invent, create new ways? Or was it greed? We all know that there's not an oil shortage. We also know that there's not a natural gas shortage. If there was, the natural gas that was being let off at the wellheads would be harnessed and piped back into the lines. But instead, it's allowed to flow right up into the atmosphere. They've also tried to make them light so it wouldn't contaminate and pollute our hemisphere. But then, is that one other reason why we have global warming? Today we have automobiles, school buses, trucks that run on compressed gas, which is natural gas. We also have some that is run off of liquefied gas, which is propane. Makes you wonder why they haven't tried to find another way to manufacture it into liquid propane, and you could have this all solved. It wouldn't be much more than $1, $1.50 a gallon. That's someone that needs to think about that. And then there's this global warming and all these natural disasters that's going on. Could it be that our Creator is sitting back saying, stop, stop? If we think that there's a shortage, our Heavenly Father might just put some shortages on us. In the future, we will probably see food rationing. With the way that the world's going, with all the farming, our techniques, the flooding, and then all these holes that we are drilling in the ground, withdrawing a very hazardous and pollutive product called crude oil. All these holes that's being drilled in the face of the earth, how weak is it making the crust of the earth? What after effects is going to happen? When our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, when they look back into history and they study this, what will they say about their forefathers? What will they say about their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents? Will they allow people in their society to lie to them as the lies have been passed on to us and we sit back and believe it? Or even though we don't believe it, we do nothing about it? Will they even come to the cemetery to visit us and say, hey, hey grandpa, hey mom, hey dad? Or will they be too ashamed to come up to the cemetery and say, you know, look at them headstones. Look how much them things cost. Everybody that's up here. What, does everybody think they're that special? They have to have some piece of granite with everything engraved in on it and pictures? Or would it have been more important to have taken that money and tried to help feed, help out the less fortunate in the world? As life continues on to finish up the year in 2008, and as the spring of 2009 approaches, what does our future hold? Where will it take us? Will we continue creating shortages? Something that society is used to having and doing? Will there be another sugar shortage to raise the price of sugar? Will there be another coffee shortage to raise the price of coffee? If someone invents another method, another product to run a vehicle for our transportation, and we all find out that we can manufacture this right here at our own homes, what will this do to the world? What will this do to those that have had all this greed? What will happen? Will everyone's government sit back and go, you can't do that? Or will they turn around and tax you so that they can get something to continue running the countries and the world the way it is being run right now? Why is it? The United States of America was founded to get its freedom from taxation and from the mother country. And then they turned around and started taxing us for any and everything that there is. You have to have a fishing license. You have to have a boat license. You have to have a license to do anything. Don't got to take no test. Don't have to even be qualified. All they want is money so they can run their programs. Some are good. Some aren't. Communication. Since the radio, telegraph, TV, now it's computers, and all them little crumb grabbers from kindergarten up has their own cell phone. Communication. The family has lost its way of communicating with one another, yet we have to communicate in all these other different ways, and yet we're not communicating. Did anyone ever wonder why God does not talk to the human race anymore? Did you ever wonder? Well, the way I see it, God talks to the human race. He talks to every individual every day. It's just that we don't listen. We have too many other things that we're trying to listen and tune in that don't make a bit of sense. So for what it's worth, everyone needs to turn everything off. The TV, the cell phone, the telephone, everything. Sometimes we even need to turn off communication and talking and go sit somewhere where it's quiet. Take a look around and see the truth. The whole truth, and let God talk to you. And when you see the truth, maybe then, and only then, will we actually stand up and say we've had enough of all these shortages. In God we trust. As long as we keep trusting another human being, we will constantly be taken advantage of. In God we trust.